I'm Jeff in the morning. Kevin Colt joins me alongside now here in the studio. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Jeff.
How's your summer going? Well, now that you're a retired man, every day is like a summer vacation day for you.
Every day is a Saturday. Unless yeah. you go to church, it's a Sunday.
Yeah, absolutely. So. Well, thanks for being here with us this morning. I know you're a busy guy this time of year especially.
Yeah, we are. The whole organization is very busy. Yesterday, we were packing up most of the trailers for Saturday already, so okay. It's a lot of preparation you got to do before the event even starts.
Thank you very much. You and one of the other Kevins in the Lions Club have been very busy. How goes the collection? Kevin Wickstrom's been doing a pretty good job keeping us up to date. He says the money collections have been going well, but surprise, $5,000 extra due to tariffs for our fireworks bill was that had to be kind of a rude slap in the face.
Well, it wasn't a total $5,000. What it is when I talked to Phil, it was we pay $15,000.
Okay.
And he said for the same show, Kevin, it's going to be $17,500.
Okay.
So it went up $2,500.
All right.
But then with it being the 250th, we went up another $2,500 this year.
Okay.
To make a little more
special.
Yes. Okay. Yep. And he's going to throw some extra fireworks in for that.
Okay. So the fireworks guy is treating us well.
Yes.
Okay. And I always say the best fireworks come from a guy with one eye and four fingers.
Yes.
We must have a really good fireworks guy here in Tomahawk and have for a lot of years.
I think he's down in by Milwaukee area.
Okay.
He works for J&M Display. Actually, the fireworks is done by, now it's Steph and Paul Winter. They do the setting and firing of them. So
okay.
That's Tomahawk Fire Department also helps set up. It's quite a process.
Yeah, we're going to talk about a lot of thank yous going out to make powwow days happen, that's for sure. But, Kevin, I think I say this every year when we sit down this time of the year. I've been doing powwow days here back in the old days before I got into radio even. Used to spend a lot of 4th of Julys around the Minocqua area, and we would always come to Tomahawk for the fireworks, and there's a reason. This town has a reputation for powwow days during Independence Day, that is for sure.
Well, thank you. We do have to meet with the DNR this week to take a look because they're building two buildings down there, and one of them is on the backside. And some of our shots that we have, the six shots, you got to be 75 feet away for each shot, so that's 450 feet. So we're going to meet with Chester Jakes from the DNR and see where the building's going to be located, because okay. If we can't shoot fireworks there, we have no idea where to shoot fireworks.
So that doesn't mean that we're in jeopardy for this Saturday night, are we?
Oh, no, we're not okay. Jeopardy. No, okay, there's good. Nothing done this year, so
okay.
We're all good.
This is going forward.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, we're planning. Yeah. Otherwise, we just eliminate the big shots if we okay. can't shoot them and get more of the little ones. So we'll see what we can do and what we do with the DNR. So
one way or the other, the reputation here in Tomahawk for Independence Day is going to continue, that's for sure. And Lions have the Lions always been in charge of powwow days, Kevin?
As far as I can remember.
Okay.
It's like 50th year or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're 82 now? And so it's been going on for as long as your old memory.
I'm only 2 years older.
I heard the shot out there in the office, so I had to get my shot in here,
oh.
here this morning, too.
Okay.
So, anyway, it's a good thing we're friends.
Yes.
We can go back and forth like that. On your notes here, Kevin, it says that the Lions Powwow Days event starts on July 3rd. We're going to get Powwow Days going a little bit early. Our community cookout hopefully is going to happen tomorrow. Hopefully Music on the River is going to happen tomorrow. And that's going to be a fine way to kick off our Powwow Days weekend.
It's going to be awesome. I know you were supposed to be 2 weeks ago, but Mother Nature, you can't
yeah.
tell Mother Nature, which I've been watching, of course, the radar and
yeah.
stuff for Saturday, which, you know, it's early yet. Everything can change, so hopefully we'll be able to get everything off without a hitch.
We're used to hot and humid conditions. I can remember one year, standing out there without hydrating myself. I got myself in a little bit of trouble. It wasn't the heat stroke, which is a bad thing, but I had the heat exhaustion thing, and I thought I was going to go down just like a rag doll. And so people got to be careful. So if we're going to have this heat and humidity around here for Saturday, we need people to be prepared and get prepared early. Make sure you got plenty of water with you and stay hydrated and stay safe.
And we have a beverage stand, too.
Yes, and the beverage stand is right down there, too, downtown. So let's get right into the Lions portion of the Powwow Days events. Coming up on January the 3rd, that's when we're actually going to kick off Powwow Days on Friday.
Yeah, that's going to be the water ski show, but you got the arts and crafts going on too earlier in the morning, but we're not involved with that anymore.
Right.
But the alumni water ski show is at 7:30 at Quamet Bay.
And don't forget, you out at the soccer fields by Sarah Park. That's where the Chambers Art and Craft Fair is going to be.
And where that's going to be is pretty small, a lot smaller this year, because that's where one of the buildings is going.
And oh,
okay. You can see that it's taking up a lot of the field. But
taking
anyway.
Some space up. But anyway, yep. So July 3rd on Friday, the water ski show is 7:30. Don't forget to check out that craft fair over by Sarah Park earlier in the day. Then on the 4th of July on Saturday, Kevin, let's run right down. Going to get started really early on Saturday morning.
Well, yeah, the earliest is I get the chicken barbecue.
You guys will be out there before the runners.
Yeah, Bo Busserud and his crew will be torching off the grill, not the grill, the fire pit at 5 a.m. And then get the chicken on and hopefully have done by 10 o'clock.
So hopefully chicken, that's been a tradition for how long with the chicken on 4th of July? That goes back a ways too, doesn't
it? Yeah, yep.
But you guys got it down pat, the way you build the fire pit back in there and in your little stall there on the side street, and you guys got this thing down pat.
Actually, we're right on the main street, right across from the post office is where we set up right in the where you park.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, right.
Yeah, so we park. That'll be set up 8 o'clock Friday morning, and then the city will bring our blocks down, and then we'll get the blocks set up, and then they bring us our sand and rocks to fill, you know, ways up in there so you don't have to fill it all with charcoal.
Sure. But it's going to start smelling good downtown now really early on Saturday morning.
Yes, it will.
Let's start off with the 5K, 10K races. That's centered out of Veterans Memorial Park. That's it's going at 8:30 in the morning. And is there still room for people to participate as far as you know?
We're not in charge of it. They use our license. So I believe you could sign up online up until yesterday or today. And then you'll have to register the day of.
Okay, so still, there's usually room. These things usually don't run out of space, the 5K and 10Ks.
They don't run out, but you probably won't get a shirt, is what they always say.
Yep.
So, that'll be going off at 8:30.
A lot of people will check the weather that day and decide whether they want to do it or not.
You're correct.
And that's okay. How about the fun run? That's also at Veterans Memorial Park.
Yep, that's around 9:30, and that's a fun run. You could walk, you can run, you can do whatever you want during that, so that's always a good time.
And one of the changes with the kids' races at Veterans Memorial Park starting at 10:30, there will be no frog jumping this year because the DNR has determined that that's not a good thing for frogs.
Well, part what it is they don't want frogs from the wild.
Yeah.
But you can get them from a pet shop. It's okay to go. Well, kids don't want that. I know it's sad, but we can't go ahead and do it, and then, I don't know,
it's not worth the fines.
No.
Yeah, not worth the fines. So no frog jumping, but there will be some other. The kids will be all sugared up by that time of the morning. They'll be jumping all over the place anyway.
Yeah, they have a great time. If you've never seen it, but seeing these young kids, kindergartners, then some get really sad when they don't win. But
I hear that some people stick around down there just to see the kids' races.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that's something to see.
We might have the wheelbarrow this year, depending how the geese did.
Now, I know what geese do in the park down there at Veterans Park.
Yeah.
So you're telling me somebody's going to be down there with a wheelbarrow picking up after them?
I don't know that. Jim and Diane, Tim, I got to throw a shout-out to them. They have been running this for years. They were going to step down, but after I talked last year, they said that they would stay on. So their crew, their boys, and that they handle the kid races for us.
Okay.
So that takes a lot of pressure off of us, having to have people there for that event.
Well, with no frog jumping, it may turn into the goose poop hop jump and skip, something like that, dodging the goose stuff.
Yeah, they'll probably add some kind of another race, but
okay. Kids races 10:30, you're not going to want to miss that. The Lions will start serving their food and refreshments starting at 10 o'clock right downtown.
Yes.
What's on the menu besides the chicken?
Hamburgers, brats, hot dogs, and beverages, and that's pretty much what it is. The one stand, the chicken stand. I got to throw a huge shout-out to the late Lion Jerry Manning's family. He's been helping with this chicken barbecue, selling tickets, giving them their stuff for, I believe, for over 30 years. So, they bring their tents, they set up. We have, people to help that so we don't tie up some of our members from working in the other.
And I think that's why this part of the event, Kevin, is so it's consistent. It's fantastic every single year, and you usually run out of chicken before lunchtime.
Yeah, we usually run out of chicken, so you might want to get there early because, you know, it's going to be Saturday. I think you might have upped it in the 250th year. So you might want to get there early just to make sure you can get some.
It's delicious. Barbecue chicken on Saturday right downtown. The chicken and food stand area, there will be some live entertainment as well. Who's coming to entertain?
It's going to be Carl Jackson this year from 10:30 to 1 p.m. or so.
I think Carl just played the rodeo.
Yeah, he's been playing all over, I know.
Okay. Carl Jackson music along with the chicken down at the Lion Stand. Treasure Hunt winners. Now, that's been going on here for a little while. Kevin M's been handling that part of the Lions. How's the treasure hunt going? What have you heard?
It's our third year. The pins have been found.
All of them?
Well, I heard we hid 10 and we found 11, so I don't know what they're doing or looking if we didn't get it. I thought we had them all last year, so I don't know. Kevin Immers was looking into that. So we want is them to show up downtown by the stands. Our fire truck, Lions fire truck, will be there, and we'd like to get a picture with the winners.
I think it's 2026. We should start a conspiracy theory about this extra pin. Probably wouldn't be too hard to think of something here. But we'll pass that up right now.
Yeah.
So the winners will be announced. Pictures will be all taken. Is there a certain time that's going to happen in case somebody wants to come along and watch?
Yes, at noon.
At noon, right at noon for the treasure hunt winners.
Yep.
Then the parade starts at 1 o'clock right down Main Street here in Tomahawk. And something special with the parade this year. This is going to be cool.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome. I got to throw a shout out to Mary Smith. Forgetting we are going to have two F-35s fly over during the parade. Around 1:15 p.m., I think they're trying to coordinate it when the military is going down the street because they're first in the parade.
Yep.
So I don't know all the details on that, but it was announced last Monday at our Lions meeting, so everyone was pretty impressed and wants to thank Mary Smith for getting this. She wanted them last year because they were at Rhinelander, but you got to do this more in advance than just a week before.
Yeah, let me ask you this. With that flyover scheduled at 1:15, the timing on this is going to be crucial. So if we have to start the parade 5-10 minutes a little late to time this all out, would that maybe happen, or you're going to stick right to the 1 o'clock start?
Well, we usually don't get going right at 1 o'clock anyhow, so we're going to try. I don't know yet.
Okay.
I guess we'll talk.
Play it by ear.
With the parade lineup and that, so.
I was at Wings Over Wausau for a little while on Saturday and saw the F-18 flying around. That was a sight to behold and a sound to behold. I can't imagine what it's going to be like with a couple F-35s flying over. It's bringing some earplugs, maybe.
Yeah, bring earmuffs for kids and stuff. I don't know. I've never really been to one when it flies over, but this is the National Guard out of Madison. They do these at different parade routes, and they're doing training sessions up here anyhow, so it's just great that they can do that for some of our parades.
Yeah, with those big warbirds, you usually see them before you hear them, but then you really hear them.
Yeah.
So, boy, F-35 fly over at 1:15 for our parade. Boy, that'll be a special thing. Has that ever happened before here?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay, boy, that'll be a first. That'll be one for the memory books. Fire department water demonstration right afterwards. Boy, with all the heat and humidity, this is something that's always very much appreciated when we have weather like this on the 4th of July. The Tomahawk Fire Department gets involved big time. Tell us about the water demonstration.
That'll be between 1st Street and 2nd Street, front of the gin mill or Walker's General Store, that area. And if you want to get wet, you get wet. The kids just love it. They got the ropes up. You can't go there. And then they shoot the fire hoses up in the air. Like I always say, if you don't want to get wet, just stick around by me.
Yeah. you don't want to get any water on that hair of yours. It'd probably roll right off, though.
I'm not going to find out.
Okay, so water demonstration. When it says water demonstration, is this anything other than just fun, or is the fire department, is this like some kind of a training exercise, or is this just a good excuse to fire off water hoses downtown?
They used to call it firefight, but you can't call that anymore, so it's water demonstration. They shoot at each other to see which one backs down first.
I guess. Okay. There used to be a barrel. They used to do this with a barrel strung on a wire.
That's what I heard.
Okay. But just it's a just great way to yep. cool off after yep. the parade downtown Tomahawk. The Lions Powwow Days raffle drawing, how are those tickets been selling? Pretty good?
Yeah,
all sold out?
I have one ticket left, and I don't know. I think we had 50 left, but I got to pick 10 more up after I get done with this. So I'm not sure how many are available. 150 I've got collected at the house, so and most of them are sold.
Okay. And that'll happen at 3 o'clock down on Main Street.
Yeah, down by our beverage stand. We'll okay. have our tent set up there. We'll be selling tickets for the Thrill on the Gorilla and also for our cash raffle.
Water ski show is at 8 o'clock in Quamet Bay, a little bit of a different time, but it's all set to coincide because we want to have fireworks right after the water ski show, right?
Correct. That's why they switch yep. from 7:30 to 8 o'clock.
Got and it.
I'm not sure about the if I have the right time for... July 3rd. I don't know if they're going to do 7:30 or 8 o'clock that night.
My appointment, my community calendar said 7:30.
Okay.
Okay.
All right,
but,
I'm right.
On the 4th, though, it'll be at 8 o'clock.
Yes, that's what it normally is.
And then the fireworks show at dusk, Sarah Parker, Quahomet Bay. And so the thing to do, Kevin, when folks are coming into town for powwow days, park somewhere kind of in between downtown and Veterans Park and then just walk the town, and there's stuff going on all day long.
Yes. Yes, there is. So...
plenty to do here on the 4th of July, that's for sure. It takes a community, it takes a village, it takes a lot of folks to pull this off, Kevin. So let's start saying some thank yous. I know you've said a few already, but who helps out with this thing to make it all happen so well?
Like I mentioned, Jim and Diane Tim, amazing. Mary Smith, the late Jerry Manny family. And also, I got to tell you, a huge shout out to Scuff Tyler, Krabby, and Ed Bowles. They do our garbage and recycling. They set all the cans out for us. They empty them during the day. They pick them all back up. And if it wasn't, you know, for all you that step up and help us out, it's just amazing that we can do this big of an event with the under 40 members that we have.
Huh. Yeah, everybody pitches in a little bit here and there, right?
Yes.
Tomahawk Fire Department's on this thank you list as well.
Yep. Stephen... and Chief Winter and the whole crew, they set up the fireworks. So again, we had 2 years ago, we had to cancel the fireworks early, and then the weather was very nice at night. But it took 7 hours to set up. So now Daigle Brothers and Shuni Construction or Excavating, they made racks, and Shuni's donates a trailer so they can set them up in Sarah Park and then just pull them out and hook them up, and we can do it within like an hour and a half, so if the weather changes. So hopefully the weather's going to work fine, and yeah. we can set up where we need, and we're ready to go.
Paul Werner donates the dumpsters this year, and boy, I'll bet you it takes a lot of those during an event like this with all these folks.
Well, actually, we get a 20-yard.
Okay.
And then we set it up by the city garage, and then they haul the garbage over to there. Paul does that on the side of his construction business. He won a raffle for ours last year
okay.
out of the cash, so he said he wanted to donate back, so he's going to donate the dumpster for the 4th and also for Thrill on the Gorilla.
Wow, thank you, Paul. That's very nice. And, of course, here on the Big Q, we'll have the call of the parade. I'm not sure if there's any other small-town radio station that still does play-by-play for the Independence Day parade, but we still do.
I was trying to think. I don't think there is any in the Northwoods that does this, and it's a big, huge thank you to Greg and you and your whole staff here to help out. Greg just texted me this morning wanting to know if he wanted the tents, and then he's going to get judges for us again this year, and mm-hmm. then you and him usually do the announcing. So if it wasn't for you guys and the time on the radio, this morning show, you know, it takes a whole community to put off a huge event like this.
Yeah, we're proud to help out with it. Greg and I got our schedules all set yesterday for the parade, so we're good to go too. So any last words here, Kevin Koth of the Tomahawk Lions, as we embark upon 2026 Powwow Days, year 250 for our country. This is going to be one to remember and one for the books.
Yeah, it's going to be huge. It's on a Saturday. It should be busy. We have a lot going on. Visit our food stands, beverage stand, chicken stand. We also have Ed and Sharon's cheese curds, and also their lemonade on 3rd Street.
Bobby's bringing cheese curds?
Yep.
Wow.
Bill.
Or Bill, I'm sorry.
Bill's
bringing cheese curds in his big blue truck.
Yep.
Oh, cool.
He'll be set up on 3rd Street, and someone else got a hold of me, but I don't remember if they sent me the invoice back. But anyway, so if you're going to be able to find something to do here and enjoy 250th anniversary, you know, this is a huge, huge event, and it's just going to be awesome. Be down to that parade. That flyover is just going to be amazing.
Yeah. Good luck getting a room at the Bridge Inn right now. I'm sure that place is probably sold out for the weekend as well. But, heck, get a room somewhere close. Make a weekend of it here in Tomahawk.
A lot of them do. Usually that sold out already last year.
Yeah, I bet.
They book it every year.
Yeah, I bet they do.
So,
Kevin, thank you for all you do with the Lions. I hope you're enjoying your retirement. All serious, I hope your retirement's going well and everything that you want it to be.
It's amazing. I get to visit with the grandkids.
Yeah.
It's nothing better.
I don't think I've ever seen your face light up like that after I said something to you. That's pretty nice to see. Well, Kevin, we'll see you this weekend. And again, thanks to you and all the other Lions for making this happen here in Tomahawk. We're awful proud of all of you that make this happen. And so thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of all of our hearts.
Thanks, Jeff.